Hey, this is Kat Lee, and you're listening to the How They Blog podcast, where I take you behind the scenes with inspiring bloggers and show you how to build a blog that makes a difference. After you listen to this episode, head over to howtheyblog.com for all the show notes, more interviews, and resources to help you grow your blog. Dun, 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 dun. Okay, I'm not really going to do that. But y'all, it is the Olympics. I love the Olympics. If you're listening to this podcast anywhere around the time that I'm recording it, which is February the 10th, 2014, then you know that the Olympics are on right now. And there are a few things in this world that I love more than the Olympics. I love the drama of it. I love how it's a microcosm of life, of failure and of success and of fighting for a dream. And it's just so inspiring. So I thought it would be highly appropriate to do a podcast about how to blog like an Olympian. I know, you're probably thinking, what in the world could blogging have to do with the Olympics? I mean, in one thing, you actually move your body to accomplish something and go fast. And in the other thing, you just sit and drink coffee. Yeah, I know they don't seem related, but I honestly believe that they are actually very much alike in the sense of in whatever we do, excellence comes down to what happens in our head more than what happens with our body. There are so many amazing athletes and people who are fast and people who are gifted at doing things, but ultimately, greatness comes down to the ability to be your very best when your very best is needed. And a lot of time that comes down to what happens in your head. So I'm going to talk about six things that we can do to blog like an Olympian. And the first one is that you need to choose your attitude. I hear a lot of new bloggers tell me some of their challenges about blogging, and I totally get that, especially in today's blogging landscape, where there are tons of blogs, tons of people sharing stuff and writing stuff. And you may feel like somebody's already said what you have to say, but here's the thing, you haven't said it. In the Olympics, a guy just won the first gold medal in the slope-style snowboarding competition. His name is Sage Katzenberg. And there are lots of snowboarders. There are a lot of people out there who can jump and go fast and do all the things involved in snowboarding. But he won it because of his style and the way that he pulls the tricks off. In blogging, we can be successful and reach the goals that we have set because of who we are and how we write, and sharing our story with our perspective, with our words, and with our voice. And that's all that's needed. I love how Sage won the gold medal. He wasn't even supposed to make it into the finals. He wasn't supposed to win the gold medal. Actually, when he made it into the finals, which he didn't do in the initial round of people, he had to actually go to an extra qualifying thing just to get into the finals. And when he did, he tweeted out a tweet that said, "Y'all, it's so random that I actually made it to the Olympic finals." So he wasn't supposed to win. But he chose to have the attitude of an Olympian. And when he got to the finals, he actually, before his run that won him the gold medal, he called up his brother and he said, I'm thinking of throwing this trick that he'd never actually done before. It's called the 1620 Japan Mute Grab. And he'd never even tried it before, but he knew that he was in the Olympic finals. And if ever there is a time to be your very best when your very best is needed, it is the Olympic finals. And so what he did is he pulled that trick and he nailed it and he won the gold medal. He chose to act like an Olympic gold medalist. Regardless of what anybody said of his chances of winning, he chose to be excellent and be his very best when his very best was needed. I also love the story of Jenny Anderson. She's the women's slopestyle gold medal winner, and she was expected to win the gold medal. And a lot of times, at least for me, that's harder. I used to play tennis, and when I was expected to win, that was actually harder for me to pull it off the win than when I was the underdog. But again, she won the gold medal because she's great, because she has the ability to be her very best when her very best is needed. So what does this have to do to, what does this have to do with blogging? I want you to act like you are the very best. If you were one of the world's top bloggers, if you had a tremendous audience, if you had thousands of people impacted by the words that you share and the things that you say and the information that you post online, how would you behave? Would you be more faithful in how frequently you write? Would you be more thoughtful about what you put out? Would you put more effort into every word that you put online? I want you to be your very best when your very best is needed. And in order to do that, you need to learn to be your very best now. Because there are still people who read the blog, even if there aren't thousands, even if they're not from around the world, there's at least one person who comes and reads your blog and needs your story and needs your encouragement. And I want you to give them your very best because they need it. You choose your attitude. Another of my favorite athletic stories is from a guy named Isaiah Austin. He is a Baylor basketball player, Sikkim Bears, and he actually only has one eye. If you know anything about basketball, depth perception is very important, as is peripheral vision. But in junior high, he had an accident and he lost use of one of his eyes. And he actually has a prosthetic eye in there right now. And when he had that injury and he realized that he might not be able to play basketball, he was talking to his mother and he was discouraged and he was down. And she looked at him and she said, "Isaiah, you can make that your excuse or you can make that your story." Wow. There's a big ESPN video that they did on Isaiah Austin recently, and it showed his mom sharing that story. And you know, her saying that, obviously not at the time, but, you know, telling us that that's what she said to him at the time. And when I heard that, it just kind of knocked me over. How great is that? So whatever your excuse is, whether you have little ones at home, whether you have another full-time job, whether you don't like to write, because hello, that's me, whatever your excuse is, you can make that your excuse or you can make that your story. I write a blog about motherhood. I never knew my mom. I don't know anything about motherhood. I just know that I'm trying to be the best mom that I can be, and I want to encourage other moms to be the best mom that they can be. So whatever your topic is of your blog, you can make that your, whatever challenges that you face in that topic, you can make those your excuse or your story. You choose your attitude. And if you blog like an Olympian, the odds are that you're going to be an Olympic level blogger. If I can just take that analogy and run with it for a minute. So the first point that I want to make is that you choose your attitude. I want you to choose to act like an Olympic level blogger. I want you to choose to act like you are a pro at this. I want you to be faithful. I want you to be excellent. And I want you to get back up when you fall. Somebody who is a pro at something doesn't quit when things don't go their way. They get back up and they try again. I think of a great example would be Carrie Strug in the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. The U.S. was up for the gold medal. And they were not expected to win this gold medal. And all they needed was a great vault from Carrie Strug. And she was amazing at the vault. But on her first run, she fell. Not only did she fall, but she fell and she hurt her ankle. And, you know, at this point, if she wasn't thinking like an Olympian, if she wasn't choosing her attitude, if she was allowing that to be her an excuse, then she could have just said, "I'm too injured. I can't even walk. I give up." But instead, she got up, she hobbled back to the beginning of the runway, and she ran down the runway. She did her vault, and she landed on one foot and pulled off the vault and won the gold medal. Whatever obstacles you have, I challenge you to make those your story and not your excuse. I challenge you to get back up from moments of failure and keep going, because you never know what's on the other side. So if you want to be an Olympic level blogger, you choose your attitude. Number two is that you follow your routine. If you think of any athlete, particularly I think of swimmers and runners, if you look at them at the starting line, they always do the exact same thing. Like Michael Phelps flaps his arms around. Actually, a lot of swimmers do that. But they flap their arms around in a certain routine, in a certain way, but they do the exact same things. When they train, a lot of times they start out in the exact same way. Maybe they eat the exact same thing. They listen to the exact same songs before their competition. There's a thing in psychology called cognitive budget, and basically says that just like with our physical energy, we have a certain limit, our brain has a certain limit as well. And so the more time that we spend trying to decide where we're going to write today, or deciding what app we're going to use to write, or deciding what topic we're going to write about, the less mental energy we have left to be creative. So I challenge you to have a routine for your writing. When you sit down to write, I want you to know where you're going to do it, when you're going to do it, how you're going to do it. If you have a template for your posts, like generally I start out with a story and then I add a picture and then I add a list or whatever your format is, I challenge you to have a routine so that you're not using all of your cognitive budget simply to come up with things that if you made them your routine, then you can save all of your energy for the creative part to create something that's amazing and excellent. The third item is that I want you to plan your success. Olympic level athletes don't just happen to get to the Olympics. They had a dream. They made a plan. They had a training routine that ultimately got them there. What is your blogging dream? Where do you want to head? You know, whether it's the number of people that you impact, whether it's to get a book deal, whether it is to eventually, I don't know, have a podcast or a TV show, or to just have a blog that reaches around the globe. Whatever your goals and your dreams are, I want you to make a plan for those. Don't just leave them as dreams out there. Make them a goal. Have a training plan that will get you there. And work on it. Act on it. Start tomorrow. Start today. And start taking steps toward that dream and toward that goal. We have to plan our success because it doesn't just happen. All those people that hear stories about overnight success, whether it's an athlete or in the music industry or entertainment or business or blogging or whatever, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And underneath all of that is a whole lot of hard work and a whole lot of planning. So plan your success. The next item is a little odd, possibly for writers, but I think it's been useful for me, and I think it can be useful for you too. It's to imagine your success. And by success, don't take me wrong, I'm not just talking about, you know, standing on a stage at a conference and people cheering for you or anything ridiculous like that. What I mean is that sense of accomplishment, that you have done something that you feel really benefits other people, that you feel proud of, and that you feel like you did in a way that benefited your online life and your offline life. So whatever your definition of success is, I want you to just to imagine it. And at the big level, imagine that those dreams and goals come true, or even on the daily level. Sometimes before I get to work, I'll sit down and I'll imagine, okay, at the end of the day, what will I wish I would have done? That question can cut through all the junk that we can waste our time on in the course of a day. I tell you, because the answer to that question for me is never going to be, I wish I'd spent more time on Twitter, or I wish I'd spent more time scrolling through Facebook. And if I ask myself that question and imagine what a successful day looks like, I am so much more likely to take positive action on things that are core to my success and to the success of my readers. So number one was to choose your attitude. Number two is to follow your routine. Number three is to plan your success. Number four is to imagine your success. And then number five is to know that what you do off the field determines what you do on the field. So Sage Katzenberg or Jenny Anderson or Carrie Strug, they didn't win those gold medals because they happened to be great on that day. Yes, it helped that they were great on that day. But as Aristotle says, he says, we are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. What they accomplished was the tip of the iceberg. They worked hours, hundreds of hours for every 1 minute that they are in the spotlight. What we do off the field determines what we do on the field. So to bring that back to blogging, for example, for me, this past year, I've stepped back a little bit from writing and definitely a whole lot from any sort of speaking and traveling, because I so wanted to be a great mom before I wrote about being a great mom. I want what I put online to be just a fraction of who I am to my children. Whatever topic that you write about, whether it is crafting, whether it is saving money, whether it's faith or sports or social media, whatever your topic is, be incredibly awesome and thorough at it offline, away from your blog, and let your blog be the best of who you are so that you can be fully authentic, so that, you know, when success comes your way, you're not going to wonder whether you're going to be able to be consistent. Jenny Anderson didn't wonder whether she'd be able to pull off a gold medal. She had been consistent and knew what she could do, and she won that gold medal. Carrie Strug knew she could pull off that vault because she'd done it over and over and over again in practice. Another Baylor basketball player, his name is Brady Heslip. He is an incredible three-point shooter, and a three-point shot is the shot that you shoot outside the big arc that goes around the main part of the basketball floor. And he's an incredible shooter, and I read a story saying that every day before and after practice, he makes 300 shots. Y'all, I don't know if you heard that. Every day before and after practice, he makes 300 three-pointers. So that means, I don't know what percentage he makes of the shots that he tries, but he is taking hundreds and hundreds of shots before and after the already grueling practice that he has. He's not great in his games. He's not a great three-point shooter just because he happens to be or just because he's talented. He's great because he chooses to have the attitude of greatness. There are some extremely talented writers out there, but there are also talented writers, or there are also writers who may not be as talented, but who work hard, who perfect their craft, who put in the hours to be as excellent and amazing as they can so that they can impact the people who take the time to read their words. So I want you to be amazing off the field, even more so than you are on the field. Be amazing off your blog, every bit as much as you are on your blog. And then the last point is one that's just been really important to me, and especially in my daily efforts to write and to communicate and to record, and that's I just pray that I would be excellent. I'm not praying for success or that I would be awesome or anything like that. I feel like this blogging and podcasting is a gift that's been given to me, and I want to hold it well. I want to serve you well. I want to encourage you well, and I just take time every day just to pray that I would be a blessing to you and that I would do what I do with excellence. Actually, this is the second time that I've recorded this podcast because the first time my mic didn't work right. And so it recorded with my regular computer mic. And I thought, oh, I really don't want to record another episode because actually I had to choose my attitude today as well. I did not feel like recording this podcast. I did not sleep well last night. And I don't know if it was the coffee that I had before bed or what, but I tossed and turned all night and I am just dragging today. So the idea of trying to be positive and encouraging, that sounds like a Christian radio ad, the idea of just being, you know, and trying to inspire you and encourage you and record sounded so exhausting to me. But I chose to do this because I want to help you more than I want to take a nap. I want to encourage you more than I want to just sit here and stare into the sky. A great definition of discipline that I heard recently says, discipline is choosing between what you want now and what you want more. And so I just ask God to help me choose what I want more instead of what I want now so that I can be excellent. And there's a gift that I've been given of being able to blog and being able to podcast that I would use it well. Those are the 6 points. Choose your attitude. Follow your routine, plan your success, imagine your success, remembering that what you do off the field determines what you do on the field, and then just praying for excellence. I hope that's encouraged you. I want to see you guys going out there and blogging like an Olympian. Take what you do seriously. Be a professional. in every way that you can. That doesn't mean that you do more. It just means that you do it better. I've probably shared before that my personal motto is that I want to do as little as possible as well as possible. That, you know, that's another great point. Honestly, most Olympic athletes, you don't know them for being great at five different things. They're great at one thing because they've chosen to focus. They've chosen to sacrifice other things that they might be interested in for the one thing that they want to really make an impact with. So I challenge you to do as little as well as possible, and to blog like an Olympian. So I'm in the process of really ramping things up here at How They Blog, on the podcast, on the blog, and with the resources that I bring to you. So if you're not already signed up to my email list, I really encourage you to. I have a new 5-part email class that I'm offering to everybody who subscribes to the list. It's called Blog Like a Ninja, Efficient and Effective Blogging, so that you can have a maximum impact with a minimum effort. Okay, the title's not actually that whole long thing. It's really just called Blog Like a Ninja, but I threw in the rest so you can know what it's all about. If you're already on the email list, you can probably just unsubscribe and then resubscribe, and then you'll get that whole 5-part series. I'm also working on some videos for you. I'm redoing the entire blog planning kit. So if you already own that, then you'll get that free update as soon as it's available in a couple weeks. If you don't, you can go and get it. And I'm actually going to give away another copy during this episode of the podcast. So any of you guys who go and leave a comment on this post, on the blog, just head over to howtheyblog.com, and this is episode 16. Just leave a comment there and tell me how you're going to blog like an Olympian, and I will pick one winner and announce that probably in the post for next week's episode. I'm really committed to helping you become the best blogger that you can be, because I know that you have a story to share and you have an impact to make, and I want to help you do that. And I'm really excited just about, I love coming up with systems and things that can help people create structure so that they can be creative and not get bogged down by all the little details. So I look forward to bringing you a whole bunch of new resources in the coming months that are going to help you do that. Well, that's it for this episode of the How They Blog podcast. Thank you so much for listening. You know, I'd love to know how I can help you. My goal for this show is to help you build a blog that makes a difference. You have words and wisdom that others need to hear, and it's my job to help you spread your message. So if you have any ideas, suggestions, or questions for me, just head over to howtheyblog.com, click the contact button, and send me an email. I would love to hear from you. And if you enjoyed this episode and you want to share the love, I'd appreciate it if you'd leave a rating or a review on iTunes. If you don't know how to do that, just visit howtheyblog.com/love, and I'll show you how. As always, for all the show notes, more interviews, and other resources to help you grow your blog, head over to howtheyblog.com. And until next time, this is Kat Lee, and you've been listening to the How They Blog podcast.